Thanks, Darren. We start this one with cricket. South Africa closed off day two of the opening test against Sri Lanka at the Kingsmead Stadium with a lead of 281 runs as the Proteas put up 132 for three in the second innings. Now, the hosts earlier dismantled Sri Lanka for a slender 42 runs in the first innings as Marco Jansen starred with 7 for 13, the second best figures by a left-arm fast bowler in Test cricket. Jansen says the aim was to knock the visitors down as quickly as possible.
We know that they can play a positive brand of cricket. For us, it was really important to get two or three wickets as quickly as possible, and then from there, just assess and see what they're going to try and do. So, like I said, when the ball was nipping around, we just focused on what we wanted to do, and that's just try and put the ball in the right area. Then if the ball seams and nips, then we're always in the game.
And before that, the Proteas managed to post 191 after being put into bat in the first innings. Edwin Markram extended it in the second innings with 47, while Tony DeZorzia and Vian Mulder added 17 and 15 respectively before falling victim to the Sri Lankan bowling attack. Tristan Stubbs and Themba Bavuma closed off the day unbeaten on 17 and 24 respectively and will resume for South Africa at 9:30 this morning. And then over to some football. Banyana Banyana will face the Reggae Girls of Jamaica in the first of two international friendly matches as they wrap up 2024 ahead of next year's Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. Now, South Africa were drawn in Group C in next year's WAFCON and will play against West African sides Ghana and Mali and Eastern African Tanzania. The series kicks off with a clash tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock. Bouncing over to tennis to close, French Open champion Iga Swiatek escaped with a one-month suspension for a positive doping test after convincing the International Tennis Integrity Agency that it had not been intentional. Now, the Polish player tested positive for the prohibited substance trimetazidine in an out-of-competition sample in August. The agency accepted that the positive test was caused by contamination. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Kram.